For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The area of South Memphis near Lemoyne-Owen College is perhaps best known as Soulsville, USA. For 17 years now, the Stax Museum of American Soul Music has been a neighborhood anchor, but other economic development has been relatively slow in coming. With us today is Commercial Appeal reporter Desiree Stennett. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Desiree, first of all, when the Stax Museum opened, everybody talked about how music and music history were going to be the big driving force in community redevelopment. Has that been true?
I think that Stax has brought a lot of people into the community. They say they bring about 60,000 tourists there annually. However, there's not been a ton of development to follow them, not a ton of businesses coming to the area.
So why is that? It's a pretty big tourist destination.
The major underlying reason is just a lack of resources. I spoke to a man named Eric Robertson. He is the CEO of Community Lift. According to him, for Soulsville, it has not seen the injection of resources either from the private sector or from, say, the government that other neighborhoods have seen. The example he likes to point out is Broad Avenue in Binghamton and how that street has transformed in about a decade.
Well, Macklemore Avenue is the street that runs through the heart of Soulsville, and the Stax Museum is on Macklemore. We've seen some proposals to turn that whole street around much like Broad Avenue, but it hasn't gained much traction.
And that's largely for a few reasons. One is, whereas in Binghamton, there was a push from the business community getting together and saying, let's make something of this. Frankly, there's so few for-profit businesses in Soulsville that they have trouble being able to sort of work up the same frenzy that and passion for Soulsville that was possible on Broad Avenue. And second, with the business leaders leading that movement in Binghamton, they came with a certain level of resources. They had money. Mm-hmm. And the businesses on Macklemore Avenue, the few that there are, don't have the same resources.
One of the big picture questions that your story brings up is that even with the museum and all this nonprofit investment, the economy in Soulsville really hasn't changed in 17 years, not even around tourism, like restaurants and gift shops, still only one restaurant. So what does this say about the challenges facing other neighborhoods in need of economic development, like Fraser, for example, where there isn't any outside money coming in from anywhere?
One of the things that Eric Robertson said that was particularly interesting was pointing out those assets in Soulsville. And he said that if this neighborhood can't figure out a way to get business to really lift it up, that says a lot about what other neighborhoods could accomplish. Because like you said, in a neighborhood like Fraser that does not have a lot of tourist attraction and a lot of obvious reasons to visit every day if you don't live in the neighborhood, how is that neighborhood supposed to have hope if a neighborhood that has all of the things that would check the boxes of reasons to invest in a neighborhood and they still can't get that investment? So not only is development in Soulsville important to the community, it's also of great importance, or at least it should be, to those who live in other underserved communities who hope to see that their communities rise up as well.
Hmm. Desiree Stennett is an economic development reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is WKNO News.